leaders you've trusted for years. Companions to end your day. Utah's Afternoon News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. We've been telling you this afternoon about proposed changes to federal lending rules to keep people from falling into a debt trap. The rules put forward by the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau deal directly with short-term, high-interest loans.
Lawmakers both here in Utah and in Congress have tried enacting laws to the same effect with limited success. Utah Representative Brad Daugh has a personal stake in that effort, and he's with us now live on the KSL Newsline. And Representative, what are your thoughts about what the government proposed today?
You know, this is quite interesting to see what's going on. When I look at their proposals, and I'm reading about the same time you guys are, they seem very similar to what we've been trying to do here in Utah for the last few years. I'm pleased to see that there's a recognition that there's a problem that needs to be solved.
The idea, Representative, seems to be to stop people from just going from one payday lender to the next, to the next, to the next, to try and pay off the previous loan. Is that the big problem?
You know, that really is. You have kind of two types of consumers who use payday loans. The ones who use them responsibly, they get a loan, they pay it off. Then you have the others who, frankly, have a money management problem. They'll go from one to the other, and they'll get themselves so deeply in debt, they're going to have a very, very hard time paying it all off in any kind of reasonable time frame. And that's the debt trap you need to try to stop.
So do you think having these rules come from an administrative agency instead of from Congress are going to make a difference?
Well, I mean, we know how federal regulation works. If it's a rule, it has the effect of law. In other words, there was the Dodd-Frank law was written years ago and empowers the Consumer Financial Protection Agency to make these rules, and they do have the force of federal law. I don't necessarily agree with the process, but it does indeed have the force of law.
Representative, appreciate your time this afternoon. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you.
State Representative Brad Daugh joining us live on the KSL Newsline.